Hello and welcome again to our Home at Home services. I'm hoping you've had a really great week and that as we are joining together today at the beginning of a new week, that again, it will feel like a new day, a new experience all waiting to happen. I want to say a big appreciation, thank you to our welcome and to really encourage our worship team as they continue to give us these great expressions of worship. I'm loving some of the new material that they're coming forth with, and really it's always inviting us to trust in this therapeutic presence of God. And as we worship, it's wonderful. I don't know about you, but just being amongst a group of people singing and all thinking in the same way, it can be so inspirational. In fact, scientists tell us that the neurons that fire together wire together. So I'm believing right now that you're experiencing some connection and fellowship, and that today is again going to be a special day for that. And we're going to continue on our journey. We've been talking a great deal about deliverance, and we spoke in our last message about going and getting your deliverance, going after it. That often we can deliver others. There are so many different ways in which God does deliver, but there comes a point which you then have to be very much integral in the outcome of your deliverance. And we've talked, in fact, about how you can have a parcel delivered or you can go and pick it up. And sometimes you have to go after it. And we want to just go through one more character here that we really see this example of. A woman who had fallen on hard times. We know that there was a culture always of how historically men were the breadwinners, the one that would go out and earn a living, and then mothers would take care of the home. And what we see here in this today's story is a woman who became a widow and had fallen onto hard times. I'm going to read this passage. It's 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7, and we're going to read in two different versions. This is the NIV one. It says, "The wife of a man from a company of the prophets cried out to Elijah." So what's interesting here is that this is a woman whose husband was in ministry. It was somebody who very connected to God, and she was part of that partnership. And so here, she's saying here that she was part of the company of the prophets and cried out to Elisha, who was also a prophet, and saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead." So he was working in close proximity to Elisha. He was clearly somebody who served well, and she felt that it was quite necessary and okay for her to now lean on Elisha and make the statements now known to him. He says, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys and as his slaves." And so what we're seeing here is that because her husband had gone, the means of an income had disappeared. They were not able then to pay their bills. And so what they would do is look for someone of the family, and obviously the men, who would be able to come and work off that debt. And here is this woman who had already gone through the tragedy of losing her husband, also knowing that he was working for God and thinking, "Well, look, God, you know, why is this happening to me? You know, I've been serving and working with my husband, and we trust that whatever your plan is, you cover us, God, with your grace. And look what's happened. I'm now in this desperate situation that my husband has been taken through death. And now also my sons are going to be taken from me to pay off that debt through work." And so, man of God, Elisha, you know, this is the issue now. I feel like I need to lay this at your door. And I really see that as this woman taking this problem to God, going to the man of God, that representing that. And I want to encourage you today that, you know, that's where we take our challenge. Doctors and lawyers and all kinds of official instructors are going to give us facts and information around our particular challenge. They might want to give you financial advice and other things like that. But we must always build our foundation on going to God. And this is what she said. And Elijah then replied to her, verse 2, "How can I help you? Tell me what do you have in your house? And I love that. So straight away, Elisha is saying, how can I help? What can I do? What do you have in your house? And he's trying to think, well, what can we use? How, there must be something. And she said, to him, your servant has nothing there at all. So clearly she's gone through the inventory. She's looked through the cupboards. She's gone, perhaps looked under the bed and checked, did he leave some money stashed somewhere? And she's realized there's nothing there except a small jar of olive oil. Wow, you're probably thinking that's probably enough to make a dressing for the salad. And here, this is all she had left. Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. So in other words, he's now saying to her, okay, and I love this because what's very evident that when she took it to the man of God, she took it to God, this is what we're saying, there was a wisdom, there was an insightfulness there. There was something that was otherworldly. Immediately he responds. And I don't know whether he's had this experience before or this is something tried, but what we know is that he was very clear that God was going to work through the situation. And that's really important to understand that when we trust what God says, his word, what is it that word that you can find that God is giving you that you can trust and stand on? And she says here, don't ask for a few. So now what it means is you've got to enlarge your expectation. You've got to now drop off your regular way of thinking. I've got to go now and ask to borrow vessels. So it's not that I'm going to take them and keep them. So I'm asking to borrow. So she's looking for some kind of support. She's looking for some kind of connection. And there will be people around you who you can connect into, who has some sustenance or some kind of support that they can walk with you on this journey. And we discussed that previously in our message that, often you might want to put certain people out of the room and invite certain people in because they're going to be a part of your victory. Verse 4, then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons, pour all oil into all the jars. And as each is filled, put it to one side. So we've got this, what we call cottage industry, that has developed literally overnight. That here we've got this, the jars, something that we can pour into, something that we can flow into. And I want to encourage you that often it may simply be getting into that room and into an expression of worship that dispels the cloud of heaviness and darkness. It might be that your head is filled with all kinds of anxious thoughts and you need to wade through the attacks and the threats and all of that anxious thoughts of the enemy by just raising a hallelujah and allowing the clarity of the peace of God to give you access to a solution. And she says here that straight away she left him. Let's look here. It says, go and ask for all these jars. And she says, and as each is filled, put it to one side. And as I said, I love that. They're filling one up, putting it to a side. So we've got a system here. We've got a process here. We've got organization taking place here. We've got partnership with the family coming together. And I want to encourage you that, look for those moments. It might be one or two members, or it could be the whole family. Come together and begin to attack the situation. Verse 5, she left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. So again, sometimes your kids are not too young to kneel with you in prayer. They're not too young to sit and talk about the word. They're not too young to call on the name of the Lord with you. Verse 6, when all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God and said, he said, go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. And I'm going to continue to read this again now. And as we kind of really bring this message home, I want us to really understand here that God is a solutionist. He is a deliverer. And so no matter how hard or difficult he looks, he can make a way. You can often belittle and underestimate the power of what you have in your house. You can underestimate and overlook the skill set that you carry. So the Message version, and again, I just want to read this because I think it just gives us an additional perspective. Let's start again, and then we'll wind this up. One day, the wife of a man from the guild of prophets called out to Elisha. So he's qualified. He's got this great ability. Your servant, my husband, is dead. You well know what a good man he was, devoted to God. So it's now speaking about his character and the fact that he was faithful. And it can be so difficult that when you feel, but I've done everything I was supposed to do, why is this happening? And he says here, and now the man to whom he was, now the man to whom he was in debt is on his way to collect by taking my two children as slaves. So now there's pressure, there's anxiety. You can hear it, you can feel it. He's on the way. You know, the bailiffs are coming. And the situation is, and some of you may be in that position where, you know, you've lost everything. But I can tell you that the God we serve is able to restore, like he did for Job, double portion. Verse 2, Elisha said, I wonder how I can be of help. Tell me, what do you have in your house? Nothing, she said. Well, I do have a little oil. And often, as I said, do not underestimate what God has placed in your life. Because with him, all things are possible. Here's what you do, he said to Elijah. Go up and down the street and borrow jugs and bowls and from all your neighbors. Now, of course, remember now, they're going up and down the street. This is potentially embarrassing. But in my head, I'm thinking, well, she's borrowing a pot from here and a pot from there. And really, that is not, you know, a challenging thing to do. Can I borrow one of your vessels? Can I borrow one of your vessels? And, you know, you might have had a few doors closed. Nobody tells us that all of them gave her a pot. But some people say, well, no, actually, it's my best pot and I can't relinquish it. But she went up and down, it says, the street and borrowed jugs and bowls from all the neighbors. So all shapes and sizes and not just a few. And he says, and all you can get. Then come home and lock the door behind you. Now, I believe that what happened also here was an apprenticeship approach. This woman realized, actually, if it worked with me having one vessel in the house, I wonder what else I've got here. Maybe you need to have a fresh look around your house, around what you have, around who you are, around the people that you have around you. Verse 5 and 6, she said, she did what he said. She locked the door behind her and her sons. Always important. Sometimes when you're now going into that place with God, you're going after that deliverance. You've got to lock people out and shut yourself in so that that intimacy that is required to allow the peace of God to reign and to go to war with that peace remains within that room. And it says here, and the door behind her she shut and her sons, and as they brought the containers to her, she filled them up. When all the jugs and bowls were full, she said to one of her sons, another jug, please. And I can see that probably a level of joy here, because what we're witnessing is a miracle. How is this oil consistently being poured out, consistently flowing? Where is this coming from? And what was very clear was God was with her. What this symbolizes is the Holy Spirit represents this anointing oil, this flow of oil, is that God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and that my presence will be with you all. Always. So even when the facts come, when the doctors say and state, know that you are born from above and we live in a, out of a spiritual dimension where with God all things are possible. So when we sit into this realm, the limitation says there is only one pot. But in God's realm, there are more pots that can be filled because the oil is able to flow. And I want you to step into that place of flow right now. I wonder what you have to do to loose and break off the chains of restrictions, the chains of limitations, the chains of small thinking, and saying, God, I want to be on your page, because with you, all things are possible. From in heaven and in earth, there is nothing you can't do, because all power is in your hands. And as they poured out, she said, another please. And he said, that's it. There are no more jugs. And I sense a level of joy here, a level of the home already in victory, not having sold anything yet, but just knowing that God was already working. I wonder if you're waiting to see the victory before you begin to shout. I wonder if I can encourage you to shout now. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. I love that song. God will come through. Verse 7, she went and told the story. The oil had stopped, to the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil. Now you see, a lot of us may not have gone back to the man of God. May have thought, we got this. But you know what I love? She went back to see, what else does God say? I wonder if you've jumped the gun and you're running with half of the solution. I wonder if you need to go back to God and say, God, what's the other part of that promise? What's the other part of that vision that I need to complete this journey? And he said, go and sell the oil and make good on your debt. So now she has become a merchandiser. She's become a person that can actually develop a product, put it together, and now market it. So we see overnight, in this beautiful story, that a woman who was redundant, a woman who had no idea as to how she was going to survive financially, receives a prophetic word from God, gets directive from a minister, from a prophet, from a word, and is able to create a business overnight. In doing so, it said, go and sell the oil and make good on your debts. Live both you and your sons on what's left. So it shows here that there was a whole foundation laid where this woman now was out of debt, no longer chains of shame and embarrassment and the threat of losing her sons, and they could live off the rest. Now what this means is that now her and her sons can follow the original plan. Maybe the sons were going to also go into ministry. Maybe they were going to go on to do whatever God or some plan that they had discussed. But what it meant was they now had a foundation on which to build the rest of their lives. And this all happens overnight because a woman went to God, went to the man of God, and got an answer, a solution. And she went and she got her deliverance. Why? Because God says, he will not withhold from you. He says, when you seek him first, this is Matthew 6, and his righteousness, all things will be added to you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So I'm explaining and sharing with you today that we might be in this position right now where you have to go and get your deliverance. Look what this woman did. She gave us a principle that if we can hear from God, if we can understand his plan, that he will bring us to a good and perfect end. I want to encourage you today. Kick anxiety out the room, we've explained. Make it illegal in your house and live from that seat in heavenly places where what God says, with me, all things are possible. Today, don't delay. Trust and believe that no matter how hard the battle is, that you will win in the end. May you find the courage today to to go after other battle, to go after what God has in store for you, and watch him go get your deliverance. I say it again, go get your deliverance. Tell the person next to you, go get your deliverance. And watch that when you walk in that deliverance, you will see time and time again how deliverance becomes a part of your story and God continues to work through you. May God bless you today. May he encourage you in this moment that you can begin to walk in victory. Go get deliverance.